I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. My mother always thought the holidays had arrived when those big bluegills would slide up to the deep edges of the weed lines. I'll tell you how she caught them, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
When the big bluegills would slide up to the deep edges of the weed lines, my mother would say, "Put everything on the back burner. Let's grab the boat and go." She loved fishing those big bluegills on the lakes that had some good visibility and deep weed lines, vegetation that ended in about 18 to 20 feet of water. Usually the weed line is very well established in those lakes. You know, we're talking coontail and we're talking cabbage and maybe some milfoil. And the big bluegills, the real big bluegills, would lay right up against the base of that vegetation right where it ended. And she would go out there and position the boat right on the edge of that vegetation. And then she would drop a 32nd ounce jig down, straight down over the side of the boat with a panfish leech on it. And then she would just wait until she felt that bite, and then she would set the hook. If she didn't catch some fish in one spot, she'd just move to another spot on that weed line, and her persistence would pay off after she would find those really big bluegills. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.